A beautiful Northern Irish family have named their daughter Pecora because it is the favourite food of the wife, which makes us think here at Hot 91, what would you name your kid?
Yeah.
If you could name it after your favourite food.
Okay.
Now, what did you say yours was going to be?
I said quarter chicken with middle name Chipua, which is quarter chicken and chips.
Quarter chicken and chips.
In Italian.
I tell you what, it might be fun to have a son called Tikki Masala. Is that a girl?
It's kind of fun.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it's a bit fun.
Mel's and Gimpy for movie tickets, and everyone who gets through today is going along to see Tickets to Paradise, the new Julia Roberts and George Clooney movie. Mel and Gimpy, what would you name your child?
Morning, Sam. Morning, Ash.
Hey, bud.
Hello.
My child, Mango Ice Cream.
Mango Ice Cream.
Oh, no.
Would you hyphenate it?
I think I would. I think I'd go the
But then is that two hyphens in the one name? Because if you had to go mango ice and then cream, because the ice cream has the hyphen in it.
No, ice cream's one word.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm an author. I should know that.
You should know that.
All right. Well, there you go. Mango ice cream. Mel, that's fine. You know what? You can do that if you like, because you're coming along to the movies with us.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, Mango. I know a guy called Mango.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. His middle name's an ice cream, though.
Oh, okay.
Bill's in Sippy. Hey, Bill, how are you, mate?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Well, I think I'm going to go for a really normal, conventional name like Penang Duck.
Penang Duck.
Are we talking?
You name your child Apple or Gwyneth Paltrow and
Chris Martin.
Old Mate from Coldplay. Surely that's a normal, conventional, acceptable name.
Penang Duck.
So are we talking like Penang Duck as in just the first name, or is Penang first name, Duck middle name?
Yeah, that, you got me going there. What would be acceptable? What is a favourite Thai dish of mine?
Mate, you can actually call them whatever the hell you want. You know, you could even call it gluten free if you wanted. It's like a bit of a bolt on.
Well, that's all acceptable now. People aren't even batting an eyelid.
There you go.
Exactly. Well, congratulations, Billy Boy. You're coming along to the movies as well. Well done. Let's move to Pridgeon Beach this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, good morning, Ash. You're looking amazing.
Oh, thank you. Stop it. I'll pay you later, Joel.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Did you just call me a... Oh, anyway, let's move on. I got twin boys. One would be Rogan and the other one would be Josh.
Yeah, nice.
That's a good idea.
Nice.
Like that. That's good. All right. You're coming along to the movies as well, Marky boy.
All right. And let's bring us home. Tess is in Glenview. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
Hello.
Now, if we were to be naming a child after our favourite food, what would your child be named?
I'm calling my child Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse.
What is that?
It's like a soup. Well, how would you describe Bouillabaisse?
It's a seafood soup.
Hmm. Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse.
Yeah, oh, Bouillabaisse.
Tomato-based seafood soup.
It's very tomato.
Although Bouillabaisse, well, it would have a nice little twist on it.
Well done, Tess. You're coming along. The other name for Ash's second and third child would be Twister and perhaps Zinger, which would be interesting.
Literally my life, isn't it? Hey, Tess, thank you so much for your call. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.